Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn on this side of the glass in for Hugh today, who's golfing. Where is he? Oheka Castle somewhere in New York?
I had no idea that he was even golfing.
You know, he was... This is my favorite Hugh math. I think it was in April he first told us he was going to take this day. And I was like, all right. He's like, yeah, I'm going golfing in a few weeks.
That's right.
It was in April. And I was like, oh, what week? He's like, June 29th.
How do you think he's hitting them?
Not well. No. Do we think he's actually golfing, or is he hanging out?
I can sort of picture how this is going down.
Yep.
Golf takes a little while. Your round could be 4 hours, four and a half hours. Yeah. You know, if people are taking forever, then five, you know. If you're not really into it, like, you have to be really into it to want to spend that whole 4 hours doing it.
You think you bow out?
I think, dude, sometimes, especially if you're having some drinks in you and it's hot, you're getting a little banged up.
Yep.
You just start hanging out on the cart.
So you just stop playing.
And you stop playing.
Yeah.
I could very easily see that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get a full Hugh Douglas golf report tomorrow.
Walking up the 18th green with a towel wrapped around his neck.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Drenched in sweat.
Yep, no doubt. All right, your favorite Hugh Douglas moment for the tickets. We have a pair of tickets. We just hopped in. Pair of tickets giveaway to the HBCU Swingman Classic. We have Milt Thompson in studio on Friday. Tell us all about it. It's a really cool event with some of the best young baseball players in the country. They're going to be playing at Citizens Bank Park Friday, July 10th. It's part of the All-Star Festivities. A lot going on that weekend. The HBCU Classic, the... what is it, the celebrity softball game? What is it now?
Well, there is no more celebrity softball
game. What is it, 3-on-3 or something?
We were looking this up. It's a 3-on-3 celebrity baseball contest of some kind.
Okay, there's that on Sunday along with the Futures game.
That's after the Futures game.
Home Run Derby Monday.
Correct.
All-Star Game Tuesday.
Yes.
It's all coming in a couple weeks.
Sneaking
up.
Yeah.
This morning I was like, wow, we're 2 weeks away from the All-Star game. So we have those tickets to give away. Give us your go-to Hugh Douglas moment. Could be on the air. It could be his playing career. Your favorite Hugh Douglas moment. Best answer we get wins the tickets. All right, before we go back to the phone lines on the Phillies, Mattingly, would you give him take that interim tag off and CJ GJ's comments. Does he have a point or is it just time to just shut up? We need to get to this because, I have to imagine most people are like, wait, Hugh's not there. They're going to be ripping Jalen all day.
I wonder what Joe and Kyle have to say about Jalen.
And we haven't spoke about Jalen really at all for the first 2 hours, but we can't not anymore. So I thought this was an interesting take by Bart Scott on First Take or on ESPN Get Up last week. Listen to Bart Scott talking about Jalen Hurts and kind of the part of his career he's moving into and the question about it.
I think when you look at it, right, environment matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked for years. For years, I told people that Matthew Stafford is one of the best quarterbacks that I've ever played against. And they laughed at me.
Yeah.
Right? He goes out to the Rams. He's the first ballot Hall of Famer. And that's usually what happens. And, you know, I think Jalen Hurts, and it's both, right? Not every player in the league is, like, universally great. We're mostly products of our environment and the systems in which we're in. He found the perfect match, a place that loved the way that he played and built around him. He's been fortunate for being on some great rosters. We haven't seen him on a team that needed help. That's why I think, you know, Patrick Mahomes solidified his greatness. It was when he lost all his assets, he still was able to be a force multiplier, as Mike Tannenbaum coined. And we have to see if Jalen Hurts is that, but we will never know because Philly does too good of a job in building around their team.
All right, there was a lot there that Bart Scott threw at us. But the line that kind of caught my attention was Hurts has been fortunate to be on the Eagles.
Yeah.
And I agree with him. The way I think about this, like to me, Kyle, he's been way more fortunate to be here than the Eagles have been fortunate to have him. And I feel like it's changed. Like when he first got drafted and he got good, especially 22, the Eagles were really fortunate that they hit on a second-round pick.
Yep.
It helped them reset the whole thing. They got back on their feet way quicker than people thought after the Wentz disaster. But the last few years, as their roster has gotten so good and he has been okay, he's fortunate to have all this talent around him.
Yeah, and I think the parts that stick out to me here is product of his environment, sure, whatever. I'm almost willing to throw away 2021 here when I bring this up.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Because he said, we haven't really seen Hurts on a team that needs help. Now, the 2021 team needed help, but Hurts wasn't expected to be the guy, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody had any idea. I mean, that was almost sort of his audition to be the quarterback, and he succeeded. He ended up being the quarterback. Great. But since then, we haven't seen him on a team where they needed him to be the engine of the team. And the Mahomes comparison is great. Like, Mahomes lost talent on offense. Now, their offense hasn't been great, but the team continued to win. And I think the only reason that the offense has been, like, good enough to bring them to those levels is because of Patrick Mahomes. Like, you look around the league, you see there are guys who are the reason that their team moves the ball on offense. Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen, guys like that. Like, we're talking people who are perennially in the MVP conversation.
Yep.
There's a reason for that. And I think Jalen Hurts has been a product of his environment for a lot of his football career. It's not like we're talking about a guy who went to Toledo and made them a winning program. We're talking about a guy who was on Alabama, who was with Nick Saban, just a machine.
And then Oklahoma, and with now Lincoln Riley. Yeah.
And now he's on the Eagles, which they're kind of like their own machine in their own right in the NFL. So he's been very fortunate.
So I think when people hear that, I'm sure there's going to be someone who takes offense to that. But Bart Scott said something really, I think, subtly in there. Most NFL players, most, are products of their environment.
Yes.
That just makes you more of the norm. Like, you could pick out the rare exceptions, right? And those guys typically go to the Hall of Fame, or they are just stand out. Yeah. That they are the reason the team succeeds, like the Mahomeses, yeah. Right? I think some people now have started to believe this last few years about Josh Allen, that he's kind of the yes. reason the Bills are even in contention. Mm-hmm. Most NFL players fall into the other bucket, though, where they're good or really good, or they have a run, but they are a product of where they are. And if you put them on a different team, they would not succeed the same way, rather than the system or the coaches or the talent around them. And I think that's just normal in the NFL.
And because outside of here, if you step outside of Philadelphia and you're throwing around five names who could end up in the MVP conversation, you probably don't really hear Jalen Hurts very often.
Well, I'll pull up the odds. I doubt he's anywhere near
right.
the top five.
But I'm talking about, who the guys are that are the engines that drive the team just by that. Like, who is most likely to end up in the MVP conversation by the end of the year when you just ask any random guy on the street?
Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Mahomes.
Sure. And that's
Stafford.
And now in Philadelphia, it might be a little different. I understand that because we won and it's great and Jalen Hurts this and that, all that stuff. But it's okay to say that he's a product of the environment, like that Bart Scott, former NFL player. Like that's a thing that I think it's okay for people to accept, is that a team wins Super Bowls, teams win games. Like I don't know. I think Jalen Hurts is way more fortunate to have been where he has been in every stop of his football career than the Eagles are to have him a quarterback.
Yeah, and look, I do think early on the Eagles were very fortunate that he hit. I mean, that was a huge piece of the puzzle.
It's changed.
It's changed now. I know it has. And now what Bart's point is, I think for the first time they're losing talent, right? Like for the most part, they just added talent around Jalen Hurts on the offensive side, whether it be the trade for AJ or it be the signing of Saquon. This is the first time they're losing established talent, and now that's another part of the reason why this is a we'll see season or a prove it season. Like the Mahomes point is the perfect one. They won two more Super Bowls after Tyreek Hill walked out the door, right? Now we get to see Jalen Hurts without AJ and how he plays. Look, that's a huge part of the story now.
You just got to ask yourself who's more likely to succeed without the other.
Well,
the answer is clear.
Easily.
They won before him. They'll probably win after him.
Just because I said I'd look it up. So on Kelce, they have the percentage chance to win the MVP. So I think 13 quarterbacks currently have a higher percentage chance to win the NFL MVP. Allen, Herbert, Lamar, Burrow, Mahomes, Caleb, Drake May, Matthew Stafford, Dak, Purdy, Darnold, Daniels, Trevor Lawrence. They all have higher percentage chance.
Jeez.
Compared to Jalen Hurts. So it's like middle of the pack, right? It's like 14th, 15th, somewhere in there.
Where was he at on that list? 17th?
17th, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 215-592-9494. Your chance to react to what Bart Scott said. I think it is obvious that right now he's more fortunate to be here and I think this is going to, isn't all this going to kind of inform the contract talks he has in the next year? Like, to me, the leverage, I view it as the Eagles side. If Jalen's not here, I don't know how many teams need him. Meanwhile, if the Eagles had an opening at quarterback, yeah, they'd have to go find one. Yeah. But this would be a very attractive spot for them to go add a rookie and put them in next year and or trade for someone that's on a team that's not very good or resurrect someone. Like, we've seen a lot of resurrection stories between Baker and Darnold. I don't know who that next guy is. I mean, off the top of my head, maybe C.J. Stroud, like whoever it is, right? The next guy that was supposed to be good wasn't good, and then maybe the Eagles are a landing spot. Like, I think quarterbacks would look around the league and say, if that's open, I want that.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of in a roundabout way the question the Eagles are going to be asking themselves or trying to figure out this year with Jalen. Like, how much do we need him? How much do we need to spend that amount of money on a quarterback position when the real machine might just be the organization?
Yeah, and I like that's why when it always comes up, I mean, that's when Hugh threw out like $70 million. Like the idea of how much Jalen's going to cost after this. If I'm the Eagles, I'm like, wait, you need us more than we need you.
Nice.
You're fortunate to be here more than the other way around.
Yep.
215-592-9494. If you can react to that with Jalen, who's more fortunate to have the other one. Buzz, where do you come down on this? Who's more fortunate to have the other?
Obviously, Jalen's more fortunate to have the Eagles. The Eagles are a machine. That's not even a knock. I think you could be a relatively big Jalen Hurts fan and still feel that way. The Eagles have clearly set up a foundation and a formula for success that honestly is probably less reliant on the success of the quarterback and the head coach than maybe any other team in the league. It's the general manager.
Maybe any team that I've ever seen.
That has ever existed. It's the general manager. It's the offense. It's the defensive coordinator. I firmly believe last year that Nick Sirianni was the third most important coach on his own staff. Jalen Hurts might be the sixth or seventh most important player on his own team. It's not even so much a knock on them as it is a testament to everything else being great around them.
I agree with you on that. And it is a testament to the Eagles that they've pulled this off, because most teams could never do that, right? You need greatness at either quarterback or coach. I'm not saying Jalen and Nick have not been good, but you need greatness at one of them to sustain excellence. The Eagles
don't have greatness at either. They have good. Yeah. Not great.
I mean, look, they've had moments where Jalen played great, right? They had a moment where Carson played great. But the Eagles haven't had sustained excellence at quarterback or coach since Andy left. Not sustained excellence.
And that's why it breaks people's brains. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Kyle. It's why it breaks people's brains. Like, I heard Orlovsky on with you guys last week, and you guys and Hugh are going back and forth, and the point was that, or it was Orlovsky and it was Ross Tucker, and the idea was, well, like, is wins a quarterback stat?
Right.
Does any position in sports have more to do with the win of the team than the quarterback? In most cases, yes. And I think that's why it breaks people's brains. It's like, well, how can you say that Jalen Hurts isn't this great quarterback when this team wins this much? It's because the Eagles are the exception to the rule. And you have to see that they are the exception. If he was doing this on any other team, it would mean he's great. It doesn't mean it here.
I think this is going to become more and more of a trend in the NFL. And if there's one team who's going to pioneer that trend, that quarterbacks are becoming the money isn't matching up to really the value that they provide. Mm-hmm. The last two Super Bowl teams were great teams with a quarterback who was just good enough. If there's going to be a team who bucks that trend, I think it's going to be the Eagles. They're going to ask themselves, is it worth paying this amount of money for a guy who isn't a force multiplier, as Bart Scott described? I don't think it is right now.
Well, I don't think it is either. And now the key is you have to find someone that could approximate decent quarterback play, right? Like and there's a risk to that, right? Because if you miss and your next guy stinks, people flip out. That's what Hugh always says. Like, they better be right. But if teams think, and I think to your point, Kyle, with all these teams putting in this McVay-Shanahan system, if these teams think the system creates the quarterback rather than the quarterback creates the system, we're going to have it. It's going to happen.
I think it's shifting. They're going to say, let me spend all my money on building the best possible roster and getting the best scheme in here where it's as plug and play as it can possibly be.
Yep.
That's how I think the NFL is shifting.
Well, the other thing is, if we know this, or we think we know this, I also wonder if quarterbacks are starting to realize it. Like, I wonder if they're going to start squeezing the quarterbacks to take less money.
I think they will.
Like, hey, you're fine. You want to go out and get more money? There's only three or four teams that are actually going to pay you that. So go for it. So maybe, I mean, there is a chance this ends with Jalen staying here for less money than we think a year from now. That he doesn't get the rate. Like, they keep him, but it's not a race. Yeah.
Pay cut?
Maybe it's a pay cut. I don't know where it lands, but if teams start to realize this, they're not going to pay as much. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego is up on WIP.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how are you?
I was a little bit confused this morning. I called in, and Kyle was just so nice on the phone and warm and welcoming.
Yep.
And then I turned on YouTube, and you know, Hugh never wears a hat, and here's Hugh wearing a hat. You know, he looks like he went on
that was the first difference. Yeah, that's the first difference, the hat. That was the first thing you noticed.
Yeah, and then he shaved his beard, and I got to tell you, Hugh, the mustache isn't a good look for you, man.
I disagree.
Disagree. Mustache and the beard and everything.
So, it's shredding season.
But anyways, so here we go again. You know, it's amazing. You guys always just seem, when I'm getting ready to get on the air, you know, you just got to bring up the topic, you know. And, you know, I had a heated discussion with the afternoon show on Friday about this, and I got to give it to Jack Fritz. I mean, Jack Fritz showed more, you know, energy and more fire, you know, with his disdain for Jalen Hurts than, you know, if he would have used a fraction of that, you know, to compete with some bathtub-soaking, you know, AARP guy who's non-athletic, he probably would have walked away, you know, winning that that competition. But listen, guys, the only people that are talking about Jalen Hurts being on a prove it year are you guys.
That's not even close to true, Aaron. What are you talking about?
Stop it.
How many
years does Jalen Hurts have on his contract remaining?
How many years of guaranteed money does he have on his contract remaining?
That would be just one.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, Aaron, it does matter because
contract.
That's why he's going to step to the negotiating table.
Yes.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Did Jalen Hurts say that he's not going to participate in
why would he?
Program?
Why would he?
Did he say he's not going to be in training camp?
Did AJ Brown say he wanted out? Can you read between the lines for once in your life? Or need everyone to spell everything out for you?
Listen, Jalen Hurts has nothing left to prove.
Oh.
He's done everything that he needs to do. And Dan Orlovsky, give me a break, dude. Isn't Dan Orlovsky the same guy that was so confused in the end zone that he ran out of the end zone?
What does that have to do with anything, Aaron? What does that have to do with anything?
Aaron,
haven't we gotten past the point where we don't have to, like, if a football player that played in the league has an opinion, we don't have to parse them versus, like, Aaron, let's just be real, okay? And I love this guy, and he's on our show every week. We had him on last week the same day. Ross Tucker was not a Pro Bowl player, Aaron. We all respect Ross Tucker's opinion. I respect Ross Tucker's opinion. He knows football. Ross Tucker was an average journeyman player. I don't think I'm not taking a shot at him. I'm being honest. That was his career. We respect his opinion. No one does that to him.
What does it say about your opinion, Aaron?
Aaron, Dan Orlovsky played quarterback in the NFL.
My opinion is
that sucks. You never played football, Aaron.
That's all that matters.
Eagles quarterback.
Oh my God.
Okay. No, the only thing that matters is that Jalen Hurts is our quarterback. It's not Patrick Mahomes. It's not Joe Burrow. It's not.
Who do you think is more fortunate to have the other? The Eagles fortunate to have Jalen or Jalen fortunate to have the Eagles?
I think it is a synergy.
Oh, stop.
I think it's a synergy with Jalen Hurts' winning mentality.
Cop out.
Okay? His conservative approach of not wanting to turn the ball over, not to take
that worked well last year. Wonderful.
Has led to two Super Bowls. Okay, and a Super Bowl MVP. You guys got to stop, man. It's right in front
stop
of you guys.
Stop what?
It's, everything's there.
Aaron, when Howie Roseman, hey, hold on a second, shut it. When Howie Roseman has to go to the negotiating table with Jalen Hurts and decides, do I want to pay this guy $65 million, top of the market quarterback money, do you think all he has to do is go, guy won Super Bowl MVP, they won the Super Bowl? Or does he have to ask himself, like every smart general manager, is this guy going to help me win again? Are you done? Are you satisfied now that the Eagles just won a Super Bowl, or do you want to win another one? They let Doug Peterson go 3 years after they won a Super Bowl with him. But, Aaron, he was the coach that won the Super Bowl. He's our coach. They have to ask themselves, what is going to benefit us the most moving forward? That's the most important question.
Kyle, as a GM, there are certain priorities that you have to deal with.
Yeah,
and right now, because Jalen Hurts has 2 years remaining on his contract, he is not a priority
right
at this point.
He's not going to want a new contract next year, you don't think?
There's not a need to take him to the negotiation problem. You have other players like Carter, like DeGene, like, you know, Quinn Mitchell.
Yes.
There's higher priorities that they have to focus on
now. Right.
And they can deal with Jalen Hurts down the road. They don't have to deal with him right now. But you know, and I know, and all the fans out there know, that with Jalen Hurts as our Sky Marshal, as our chosen one, as our field general, we should all have all the confidence in the world that we are able to go to the Super Bowl yet another year. It'll be the third time, and I think he's going to be another Super Bowl MVP.
All right.
I think we're going to have another Super Bowl championship.
Aaron sucks. He sucks.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
The worst.
All right, Aaron, that's enough. Aaron conveniently was on for 5 minutes and did not answer the question. The conversation we're having, just didn't participate in that, just gave his spiel. I mean, it's your spiel at this point. It's Sky Marshall, it's this, it's that, it's BS.
Because whenever I talk about what he might be in the future, I'm a hater. Is Howie Roseman a hater? He's going to have to ask himself the same question.
No, he's not a hater.
Think Howie's a hater?
No.
If he doesn't pay Jalen after next year, is he a hater?
No, he's not
okay.
A hater.
We just want to win.
I need to pick apart something. I heard Aaron say it. I think I heard Brodes say it a little bit Friday when Brodes was on with the afternoon show. The idea that his style of play, not turning the ball over, is why they win. Guys, you realize when you say that, that is because the supporting cast allows him to do that. Right, like if you can be conservative and win, right, not turn the football over, you need a defense to hold its end of the bargain up. If you had a poor defense, that doesn't work. The strategy, this whole strategy, I like that Jalen doesn't turn the ball over, but that works here. That works within the confines of
you know
how they
argument
win here.
The other argument I'm sick of is people will go, well, he's the right quarterback for this team. That's the same thing. Like, he's the right quarterback for this team because all he needs to do is not turn it over to not screw it up.
Yeah. What good is never turning it over if you're going to go 3 and out every time?
Well, and that's true.
And back to our point about the defense earlier, about the tougher competition, you know what else they didn't have? They didn't have a ball control offense.
Mm-mm.
They had an offense that was
true.
Off the field all the time.
Yeah, that is a point for last year's defense. They had to carry the load the entire time. I mean, that defense last year just was on the field. Now, part of that also speaks to Sirianni, because I think he likes the conservative nature.
I agree.
I mean,
he's not off the hook for it either.
No, they're in this thing together. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll get to everyone's phone calls coming up. We want to give away these tickets. We have a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic on Friday, July 10th at Citizens Bank Park, 7 p.m. it starts. Your favorite Hugh Douglas moment, your go-to Hugh Douglas moment, could be an on-air moment, and maybe we have audio of it, like cooking the bacon, or it could be his playing career. Your favorite Hugh Douglas moment gets you the tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic. All right, your phone calls on all this. CJ, GJ, should the Phillies take the interim tag off of Don Mattingly, and Hurts? Who's more fortunate, the Eagles to have Hurts or Hurts to have the Eagles? You're taking it all, and we'll get to potentially a star out there in the NHL that the Flyers could consider, maybe should consider, cashing in Michkov for. We'll have that next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sometimes a story comes across and you're like, oh, we got to talk about this right now. So we had planned to talk about a potential Flyers move. We'll get to that eventually, and maybe it'll be a good one. But I saw something. I was like, wait a second. Just hold on.
It can't be real.
Is this real? And nowadays, you know, we were talking about last week, there's kind of like a viral Jalen Carter trade idea out there that no one could find the source of.
Yes,
so I'm not sure that's
because
actually,
it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's not real. This is real, though.
But we found the source. It exists.
We found the source, an article. There is an article over at menshealth.com, which I didn't even realize was still a magazine or whatever it is now. But it's called Gone Fishing with Ben Simmons, and the subtitle is The Passed Up Dunk, The Philly Fallout, The Mental Battles, The Public Pile-On, The Back Surgeries, The Vanishing Act. Now, from the deck of his boat off the coast of Miami, Ben Simmons is finally talking about pain, peace, and a possible comeback. All right, well, as soon as I saw that, I said, let's get through this. So, there is a quote in here from Ben Simmons. Quote, I plan on getting as strong as I can physically, getting my ass on the court, and then the team realizing that my abilities will be needed, he says. I don't have a plan on where. He feels like he still has a lot to offer teams. Quote, you can't teach 6'10 in IQ, he says. And he's been talking to coaches who have told him to get healthy, because if he's healthy, he has a spot. Quote, maybe I'll go back to Philly, he says. Miami would be nice, and not because it's Miami. I like Eric Spoelstra. I like the Heat. I like their organization. I like the culture. So obviously a stronger endorsement of Miami, where he kind of is with his boat anyway. But the line there, maybe I'll go back to Philly.
No.
Your first thought.
No, absolutely not. Like I, when you read that, we went through the back injuries, the passed up dunk and stuff. Yeah. It all like flashed back through my head. Like, no, screw this guy. I can't stand this dude. And then that quote that he gave, you can't teach 6'10 and IQ, I think just illustrates everything that was wrong with his tenure here in the first place. He didn't care to get better. He thinks that he was just him the whole time. He was the number one pick. He didn't have to change. I'm an all-star. That was the same Ben Simmons drivel that I heard from him the entire time. Like, what services does he think he can offer us?
I guess 6'10 he can offer, right? Because he's 6'10. I mean, that's his height. So he's got height. Okay. He always had that. The answer is no to this. I do not want Ben Simmons back on the Sixers. The other thing is, let's just be real. He hasn't been a really good basketball player in 6 years.
Long time.
So he's had 5 straight years or 4 straight years where he's barely been a serviceable player, right? Like 6 points a game down to 2.9 the last time he played. Just didn't play a full season here, right? And then before that, he held out with the back injury / the holdout because he wanted out of here. The last time he was a good player was the passed up dunk on the Hawks. Like that season, that was 2020-2021. I mean, in a sense, there's some Carson Wentz to this, to where he at one point was talented, and then after the injury, it just became like, what's the point of all this? No, I don't want him back on the Sixers.
We're trying to tip the weenie scale, Joe. We can't tip the weenie scale by bringing back Ben Simmons. I mean, everyone's going to fly off their end of the seesaw if we bring Ben Simmons back.
Also, I love how he's naming his spots as if he has the ability to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not even a real player anymore. Well, can we take any contract you can get, dude.
Can we look at those two specific spots just for a second? Besides the obvious of why this is insane.
Yeah.
The two spots he wants, the Sixers, who still have Joel Embiid, and so
he doesn't
work, period. But he doesn't work when the best player is a big man, or one of the primary players is a big man.
Right.
Or the Heat, who just acquired Giannis. From a basketball perspective, even if this was Ben Simmons in his prime, it still wouldn't make any sense, the two teams he listed.
No, and the Sixers now, obviously his position was point guard, right? He couldn't shoot, but he was a point guard. All they've done the last couple of years is bring in these young guards. I don't want to hit. Imagine
surely he'll take Tyrese Maxey minutes away.
Right, yeah. LeBaron Fylon, who we're excited about. I don't want him on the bench so Ben Simmons could stand there and not shoot the basketball.
He's more I thought there wasn't an athlete more delusional than CJ Gardner-Johnson. It's Ben Simmons.
We may have found another one. Today. I just love the I'll pick where I go.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
This is the decision.
You will get a contract if any team offers
you. You will play in the G League at best.
Come on, dude.
No, enough.
Actually, didn't he find his niche? Isn't he like a championship fisherman?
Yes, you just want a title. You just want a title and something else. Stick to that.
Didn't they say he did this interview on a boat?
He did, off of the coast of Miami.
He had a few beverages, too?
Maybe he did. It is wild to think back. Didn't you say, Kyle, last week the tweet surfaced back in 10 years ago?
Wentz trying to get Okafor to go take the young buck Ben Simmons out for cheesesteaks.
Well, at one point, those looked like the three, right? Yeah. Throw Mickey Moniak in there. I mean, that looked like the future.
Who else? Nolan Patrick?
Yes, those were the five, right?
It was all-timer.
Those. And now, none.
Is that the worst tweet of all time, by the way?
It's one of them. I mean, Noah Vonleh, the Elliott tweet.
That's pretty good.
Tough one.
No, that one I think is best. That might be best tweet of all time.
Elliott did say he hit a home run in a major league game.
No, that's classic Elliott right there. All right, so yeah, Ben Simmons wants to come back and wants to be a Sixer. Right? So we're aligned on this? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No.
If there is somebody who wants Ben Simmons, I want to meet him outside and fight him.
Well, also, the Sixers would look ridiculous. I mean, let's be real about what happened 4 years ago. I mean, he held them hostage because he didn't want to play here. They would look spineless if they let him back.
Showed up to practice with a phone in his pocket.
That was one of the most disrespectful things anyone's done.
Mike Gansey makes an impression on Philadelphia by signing Ben Simmons.
Mike, I know you're new here. Pretty simple. Just avoid this one.
Nope.
Just totally avoid this one. 215-592.
Oh, man.
94.94. All right, let's do a quick check on our Twitter poll. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. You want to pop up? Should the Sixers bring Ben Simmons back to poll?
Do you think that'll do numbers like the Jake Paul poll?
Yeah, try it. See what happens. All right.
Who would you rather
slow day at WIP?
Yeah. Slow news day? Who would you rather bring back to Philadelphia? Ben Simmons or Jake Paul?
Or Carson Wentz. Ben Simmons or Carson Wentz. All right. Is it time to make Don Mattingly the Phillies manager officially? Take the interim tag off. Yes or no? All right. I got to make you guess, Kyle, because this is what Hugh usually does.
78%.
Yes or no?
On which one? Sorry.
The Mattingly poll.
I
yes,
got excited.
Yes or no?
Take
the interim tag off.
So I cheated because I've seen
looked.
These.
Yeah.
But I kind of forget. I'm going to say 60% no.
64% yes on this.
Ooh,
the people are ready to just...
Well, you know, everybody likes, this is the participation trophy generation on Twitter.
This is seeing what's happening in front of us and seeing 38-18. I mean, that's what we're seeing.
Yep.
64% yes, make Mattingly the official manager of the team. 34% on no, or 36%. CJGJ, simple one, .. Shut up already, or he has a point. I'm in the very small minority on this one, where he has a point coming in at 8%, shut up already at 92%.
Yeah, you know, he kind of does have a point, but shut the hell up already.
See, that's the way I feel. Like, we all agree he talks too much,
but
he's got a point on this one.
Does that kind of sum up WIP? You guys have a point.
But shut up. Especially me.
Stop.
All right, would you pay money to watch the Phillies if they form their own exclusive streaming service? 60% no on this. That's not good for the Phillies. I mean, it's just not.
No.
All right. Which is more true? This one might make you scream. Hurts fortunate to be on the Eagles or the Eagles fortunate to have Jalen Hurts? 56% saying the Eagles are fortunate to have Jalen Hurts.
This is why just only nobody
44%
can be trusted.
Saying the other thing.
I mean, guys. Now, you know what? I have a theory about a lot of these Hurts votes, the top 11 thing.
Yep.
the Twitter polls. I think people intentionally go overboard on the positive way to try and counteract the other way.
Well, you know, that when I was listening to Friday, because it was the Broad show on Friday, yes. right? Broads was on with the afternoon show. It's his, he got to have that day because of the tattoo of Jalen Hurts. That was kind of what he said, right? Like that he said that the Hurts haters in his mind make him go the other way to combat it, when I think that's the problem. If we all just meet in the middle, that Jalen's been a good quarterback. Now he's average. And the Eagles win because of a great team around them, we'd all be fine.
Meet us
in the middle.
I couldn't disagree more with his assessment of that. You know why?
The problem is the Jalen lovers. Well, that's the problem.
Well, because the hater label is just what people have tagged you when you speak objectively or logically about his situation here.
Yes.
The Jalen lovers it's all emotion, no facts. Super Bowl MVP, the top three quarterback. Everyone's better than Jalen Hurts, so it's time to be better than Jalen Hurts. Shut up. That's what makes me have to fight it. I don't want to have to fight it. I'd rather just all agree, like we do with a lot of our players in town. Bryce Harper, great player. He's not one of the best players in the league.
He's not Shohei Ohtani.
He's not. It's so, okay. If we could all just agree on logic and basic fact, this wouldn't be an issue.
The problem started last year after the Super Bowl. That's when we went to a place that was just unacceptable. Remember the top list would come out. And people would argue he should be the top quarterback in the NFL, or one or two, or whatever. That's when we lost our compass as a city. Yes. We lost football compass.
Oh, we became Total Town USA.
We lost our compass. Like, just because you win the Super Bowl doesn't mean you're the best quarterback in the NFL. We try to yell at Hugh about this every single day. Yeah. And he doesn't get it because he thinks Darnold's the best quarterback in pro football right now, which nobody else thinks. That's when it went to a level that was unhealthy.
It's so brutal.
If we just found some common ground, it'd be a better place. But I agree.
It would be a lot easier.
It's more Broad's fault than anybody else's fault, I would say, around here. Elijah in Trevose, who
it is Broad's fault.
I believe I met on Friday. Hello. What's up, Elijah?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Jack.
Nope.
I'm sorry. Hey. How you guys doing?
That's how you end up. What's
up? Elijah, you're the Elijah I met on Friday?
Yes, I am the Elijah you met on Friday, and it was a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, it was great meeting you, man.
I doubt it.
No, I was walking outside the grocery store, and Elijah stopped me. He's like, "Are you Joe?" And I was like, "Yeah, what's up?" And he's like, "I listen all the time. We appreciate it, Elijah. What are you thinking today, man?"
Oh, I'm thinking. I think we should take the interim manager label off of about manager, because he's done a lot. And the last time we've done this, we went to the World Series.
See, Elijah gets it.
No, hold on.
He does get it.
They didn't remove the tag off Thompson.
No, but he means they're doing a great job with this guy, just like they did with Topper in 22.
Right, but also what they did with Topper in 22 was keep the interim manager the whole year.
Yeah, they should have taken him off in June or July. Yeah. They
Fact schmacks.
Elijah,
it.
You get it. I mean, Mattingly's doing an incredible job. Reward the guy.
Yes, I think Mattingly has done a great job, and I think he doesn't get as much credit as he should, because the team was just not playing for Rob Thompson at all, and as soon as Mattingly came in, the message changed, and this team has turned around, and I've been going to more games this year than I ever have been.
You know, they have had an exciting brand of baseball, too, Elijah, the way they won. Elijah, good call, and good meeting you on Friday. It is wild how many one-run victories they've had. Now, that doesn't usually sustain.
No,
that's hard to do that over a full season.
It's not going to.
They have more than any team in baseball. It's like, it does feel like most games they play. Now, this week was interesting because they came back in a lot of games, but most games they play, they're like, you're biting your nails in the eighth or the ninth inning, whether they're up and then you're trying to hold on with this bullpen before Duran, or they're down and they come back. Other than a few blowouts here or there, like the Mets last weekend, right, when they had the three homer game by Schwarber and the Harper cycle, they really haven't had many of those.
So I remember, hand up, I said this a few weeks ago, I just don't like have a blast watching the team. That's totally changed.
Oh, this week
it's
was
not
amazing.
A complete 180.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like they are. They're fun again. I mean, it's some of the most fun that I've had watching Phillies baseball in a long time. And I'm not trying to like diminish what this run is. I'm just not in the business of rewarding somebody for 56 games. This is like a third of the season total
in the NFL
Of baseball,
yeah,
right?
Oh,
the
no,
equivalent.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
so, yeah, it's third of a season.
So that's the equivalent of I walked myself into a math situation.
Five or six games
six
in the
games,
NFL.
Yeah. We're gonna start handing out rewards for 5-6 games in the NFL? That's crazy talk.
Well, I don't know. If the Eagles ever had an interim coach and he did well for 6 games, no. We'd want to keep him.
Absolutely not.
I mean, some of us would.
Well, some of us know that the goal, Joe, is to win the championship.
Yes, and I don't...
We have bigger dreams
in mind. I'm not changing that. I'm just taking the tag off, and his name is Don Mattingly, Phillies manager. Interim is a dirty word in sports. It means you're here for now. Nobody wants to be interim anything.
But maybe
you want to be there for good.
Maybe that's a part of why this is working. It's reckless abandon. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
All right. Well, maybe. Maybe. I just want to reward the guy for doing a great job. That's all. Roberto is in Philly. He's on WIP. Roberto?
What's up, Joe? What's up, man?
What's up, Roberto?
So listen, right? I want to be the voice of reason.
Please.
And logic a little bit for the Jalen Hurts situation, because I'm 28 now. I've been a diehard Eagles fan my whole life. Now, I can recognize that Hurts needs to improve in plenty of areas, and that he is also a product of his environment, which is fine. Like, I never understood why players with great talent being on your team are used to, like, weaponize against players. Like, well, he has such this guy and this guy, like he's supposed to. Now, I don't expect Hurts to be the guy that elevates when you lose talent. He's going to elevate when you bring the talent. And did you see with the Bills early on, like when Josh Allen first got there, he was a project with plenty of talent, and they kind of threw him out there sometimes in the playoffs early on in his career and just said, well, Josh, win us the game. And he struggled because there was pressure. The routes weren't as crispy. He makes the play, but then the receiver doesn't come up with the ball. Like, it's tough to expect a player to elevate when you just put the entire game and season on their shoulders. I don't want to do that to Hurts, and Hurts is not the type of guy you do that to. He can improve. The coaching can improve. Everybody can. I don't think it's necessarily – I think it's more of a prove-it year for Sirianni than it is for Hurts, because the team has been so Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with Sirianni. But Hurts is the guy that you are supposed to supply with talent, and he will take you to the finish line. He's not going to carry the team there, and anybody that expects him to be the superhero with a cape, it's never going to happen. And you can give the guy credit for just being the guy that you need, because some quarterbacks in the NFL can't even do that. Mm-hmm. You give them the talent, you give them the scheme, and they still somehow can't cross the finish line.
I think this is one of the more reasoned and fair Jalen Hurts calls we've gotten in a long time. I agree with a lot of what you're saying.
He should get credit for having accomplished what he has with the team, but that doesn't mean we can't talk about what it's going to be in the future. Like, the NFL doesn't stop after we won the Super Bowl.
I agree, and I'm not the guy that, you know, propelled Jalen Hurts to a top quarterback. Honestly, Jalen Hurts, for me, is not a top five quarterback in the NFL, because there are quarterbacks that are more talented. Or I'm a guy that says Rodgers has more physical talent than Brady.
Yes,
but
right.
Who is the better quarterback career-wise?
Brady.
It's going to be Brady, of course. I love Hurts, man, but you got to supply the guy with talent. And even last year, we all every part of the team struggled. I think everybody has to be better. The blocking has to be better. Like, everybody has to be. But I love Hurts, but I'm never going to put him in an unrealistic vision. Like, I don't love the Hurts. I don't do the Jalenites. Like, he needs to improve. He needs to get better. Who doesn't? Like, who doesn't?
Well, they all do. I mean, you're right about that. Roberto, good phone call.
I think him and Sirianni are more tied to this than he just indicated there. Like, it's more of a it's more of a prove-it year for Sirianni than Jalen. It is for both.
It is. Well, yeah, right. Now, just contractually wise, the Jalen thing is more going to hit ahead quicker, right?
Like,
Nick's the coach. His salary doesn't count against salary cap.
Well, with him is, if they want to fire him, they can just fire him.
Right. But Jalen has those layers to it. Like, how much they're going to give him and all that. What he was saying there, Roberto, I agree. Like, he can be the finishing piece to a team that has got a lot around him, and he's played up in big games. Both Super Bowls, he's played really well. There's a way to appreciate Jalen Hurts, but having reality to it. That's why I think I brought this up right after they won the Super Bowl. I brought it up in other contexts. To me, there's a Derek Jeter quality to him. Derek Jeter was on a dynastic team, right? Yeah. All those great players around him.
A machine. The Yankees.
Derek Jeter was great. But, like, if Derek Jeter was on a different team, like, he needed the Yankees way more than the Yankees needed him. I mean, that's just the way it was. Yep. And that's just the reality. Derek Jeter was never Barry Bonds or Ken Griffey Jr. It doesn't mean he's in the Hall of Fame, too. But he wasn't as good as those guys.
And we don't have to go overboard.
We try to do that with Hurts, and it feels like everyone, you know, I mean, there's an insecurity and sensitivity to the
Hurts
thing. For
sure it's an insecurity.
Well, and that's why, in terms of who needs who more, I mean, we know what it is. Let's go to Cowboy Jim here on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
That's why Hugh Douglas should never own an NFL team. Dak Prescott would be his quarterback. He'd pay him $100 million and ruin the NFL for life.
Would Hugh be a good owner of an NFL team? I think he'd be brutal.
No, he wouldn't spend any money.
Except on his quarterback.
Yes.
Because that's right. The guy that's it.
He'd be financially apologizing.
Dak would be his quarterback. I agree.
Oh, exactly. And word on the street is he's out fishing with Ben Simmons today. Is that true? Does anyone know? Has anyone checked on that?
We think he's at a golf outing.
No,
he doesn't. He wouldn't go in the ocean on a boat.
No, I mean, that's true.
No way.
Yeah,
he's fishing.
He avoids water.
No way.
Major League Baseball and WIP are a joke. The Phillies are a streaky team.
Stop.
The majority of the NFL, the Major League Baseball, they stink. Look at the play. Look what the Phillies are doing now. They're pumping up their stats.
38-18.
They're getting millions of all-star votes. Come on. I mean, someone with the Nationals should have been fired last week for that debacle. It's just ridiculous. You know, just this winning streak will end. It'll end. It'll drop like when Aaron takes his tight shirt off and his man boobs fall to his waist.
We didn't need that
That's
image.
Radio fall.
Is theater of the
That's
mind.
What's
your favorite Hugh Douglas moment, Jim? What's your favorite Hugh Douglas moment?
My favorite one is, I ain't sitting with you. I ain't talking to you. Goodbye, losers.
All right. That's enough. Couldn't even give us a good Hugh Douglas moment.
Yeah, not one of his best.
Well, I didn't want to give Cowboy the tickets Jim. To Cowboy Jim.
That's true. That's true. You know, my favorite is when we ask him if he wants to answer the prize and then hang up before he can give it.
Well,
we should have done that.
I should have. That's on me. Let's go to James in Delaware. Hey, James.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, James.
Kyle, how you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
How are you? Yeah, I want to give an opinion about who is most fortunate to have each other. Mm-hmm. Is that the Eagles? Or Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you got presented, my recollection is good, you said that the Eagle was the well-oiled machine, right?
Yes.
Okay. So my question is, Andy Reid and the new coach now, who's a better coach?
I still think Andy Reid is a better coach than Nick Sirianni.
Okay. Now, how come the Eagle never won where Andy Reid was there? If the Eagle was a well-oiled machine.
Well, I don't think they were quite as well-oiled then as they are now. I think the combination of Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie have learned more and gotten better at this in the last 10 years than they were back then. That's my best guess on why they didn't win then.
Joe, you're telling me that if we get rid of Jalen Hurts today, that the next quarterback is going to come and we're going to win the Super Bowl? Is that what you're telling me?
Then a couple things. It depends on if the quarterback's good or not. As long as he's good, I think they would compete for Super Bowls. Yeah, I do.
So you're telling me that Jalen Hurts is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we won the Super Bowl.
He has had a good career, yes. Now, I thought last year he was not good, but he has been good for his career, yeah.
Okay, I'm with you on that. So I think the Eagles are more fortunate to have Jalen and not the other way around. That's my opinion.
Okay, I get you, James. All right, James, what's your favorite Hugh Douglas moment?
My favorite you is to hold the line. That's the first one.
That was the most annoying version of you.
And the second one, it was... back in days when Eagle was playing the Chicago Bears and
Jim Miller. He
did. James, you know what? He gave us one from the radio career and the playing career.
Man.
James,
the playing career. Yeah,
James,
that's my favorite.
Very good one, James. All right, you're in the mix for the prize.
What's
a
bigger Hugh Douglas moment?
Well, what should we
Jim
count?
Miller or hold the line?
Which should we count here?
Well, his first one, hold the line.
Old morning show rules is first one out
first
of your
one.
Mouth.
I do the first one. But
is that even a moment? That's like just a version of Hugh, isn't it?
It's a long, drawn-out moment.
Yeah, it's 2 months of my life I want back, if we're being honest about what that was. Every day, with holding the line.
Actually, my favorite is when Jalen taking a sip of water was what killed it for him.
He broke on the... You know, we didn't plan, like, we, he knew that happened, but he hadn't heard the audio. Like, we were going to play the audio. I didn't know he was about to break then, and then he heard it, and he's just like, he gave up.
I still think he purposely waited until I wasn't there.
Well, I think so. Well, he was afraid.
Because he didn't want to give me the W.
Yep, that is true. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, a lot to discuss here. Jalen Hurts, who needs who more? The Eagles, more fortunate to have Hurts. Hurts, more fortunate to have the Eagles. Should we take the interim tag off of Don Mattingly? Absolutely. The guy has earned it. Make him the manager of the baseball team without that dumb interim tag here. And, of course, your phone calls on all of this. And CJGJ saying silly things, but he might have had a point on Saquon getting paid. Your calls on this, your favorite Hugh Douglas moment for a pair of tickets to the HBCU Swingman Classic on July 10th, starting off All-Star Weekend at Citizens Bank Park. Coming up, your calls, and we will get to finishing the Phillies. Buzz will throw at us a Phillies trade deadline candidate. We'll tell you if we want to bring that guy aboard. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.